Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for July 15, 2019. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Well, the USMCA agreement has been stalled in Congress for months, and it's not looking good for progress and ratification ahead of the August congressional recess. Politico says the likelihood of getting the agreement through Congress is dropping as the Democratic presidential primary heats up, and Democrats are also holding their ground on Capitol Hill. The administration was hopeful that Congress would move on the trade deal before August, but any vote now will likely have to wait until at least September. The delay is worrisome for Republican leaders who are hoping to give President Trump a victory in a divided government before the presidential election really heats up. Nine Democrats that serve on the Trade Working Group held meetings last week with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer. After the meeting, both sides said the talks are headed in a positive direction. It's no secret that the nation is short of agricultural border inspectors, but now U.S. lawmakers are trying to do something about it. Bipartisan legislation would add 240 ag specialists and 200 support staff, plus train 20 new canine teams a year to detect illicit and tainted fruits, vegetables, and meats missed in initial inspections. Canine teams in March seized nearly 1 million pounds of smuggled pork from China, which is struggling with African swine fever. This is National Pork Producers Council Chief Veterinarian Liz Wagstrom in an earlier roundtable with farm reporters.
They've identified that they need 3,000 agricultural inspectors. They're right around 2,400, give or take a few. So we're several hundred short that from what they feel would be full capacity for agricultural agents.
Wagstrom says airliner user fees have gone to fund canine teams.
Those user fees come into USDA APHIS and then they're distributed to Customs and Border Protection to enforce the rules. And so APHIS was able to stretch those user fees a little further and find money for 60 new canine teams.
The Protecting America's Food and Agriculture Act of 2019 is sponsored by Senate Ag Chair Pat Roberts, ranking panel Democrat Debbie Stabenow, and others. China released its second quarter figures on Monday, showing that its economy slowed 6.2%, the weakest rate in at least 27 years, as the country's trade war with the U.S. is taking its toll. CNBC reports from April to June, China's economy grew 6.2% from a year ago. The second quarter economic growth was the country's slowest pace since the first quarter of 1992, the earliest quarterly data on record, according to Reuters. And hemp production, weed control, and pulse crop production are among the topics that are going to be covered on the July 17th field day at the North Dakota State University North Central Research Extension Center near Minot. The Northern Pulse Growers Association, Northern Canola Growers Association, North Dakota Wheat Commission, and Farm Credit Services are sponsoring the event. The program begins with a pest clinic at 8:30 a.m. Weed, insect, and plant disease samples will be available for viewing. You're listening to Inside Agriculture.